RCR with Paul Brennan.
Hi, Paul Brennan, RCR, with another thought piece. About 4 years ago, I first heard Matthias Desmond talking about mass formation psychosis. He's the Dutch psychologist slash statistician, and he's written a book about it since. And what is mass formation psychosis? Well, it's kind of like a huge hypnotism event. Let me put it that way. But some of the things I still remember from watching those first videos of him talking about this some years ago now at the sort of early point of COVID, particularly the disconnectedness of people in this day and age and the struggle to find meaning, a lack of meaning, real meaning in life. And that possibly is in the spiritual realm, ultimately. The loneliness and the anxiety and the building anger of being in that position creates a vulnerability to become a member of the mass formation psychosis. Here's what he said.
Usually, not always, two things involved. On the one hand, you have a population which feels lonely and is very vulnerable for certain narratives that indicate an object of anxiety. And on the other hand, of course, you have usually the people who disseminate these narratives through the mass media.
I've been saying for the last few years on the air here at RCR, asking the question, pondering, wondering if we're in some kind of intensifying phase of spiritual warfare. I know it sounds sort of out there, but many people are wondering that, feeling that. But how do you know? What are the tells? I'm no great study of belief systems or religious structures or religious denominations. I have pretty good general knowledge and my own feelings, but maybe it's helpful to think about it in this way. How do we know if our economy is in recession? Well, there are certain benchmarks that need to be met, certain boxes that need to be ticked that will tell us, like, for example, 2 quarters of GDP contraction, we're in a recession. So we do the things that we need to do to get out of the recession, hopefully. If those benchmarks say we're not in a recession, I guess we just carry on selling houses to each other. But how do you know if you are in an intensifying phase of a spiritual war? How do you know? Well, I've boiled it down to 14 points. I thought it would be a 12-step program, but it's actually a 14-step program that, for me, will hopefully tell me the likelihood of us being in an intensifying phase of spiritual war. Number one, you just heard about it before, Matthias Desmond, and the lack of meaning in people's lives. Now, mass formation has been a phenomenon over, you know, the history of humans being on the planet, but it's always been physical. So that's been a limiting factor in the size of the formation. Bear in mind now that we're in a digital world and that the size of that formation can be as big as the globe. 2, anti-human. There's the gender madness, there's AI, there's self-loathing of our impact on the planet, the climate crisis. Many of us see ourselves as sort of pathogens that need to be eliminated for the health of the earth. And there's big food, big pharma, big ag, and the limiting through ultra-processed foods and chemicals in the environment of people's, health spans and lifespans as a result. Human trafficking, that exists. So that list goes on. I might have missed a few, but you know what I mean. Sophisticated deception, 3. How sophisticated is the deception? I think it's fair to say that we're at the point with AI of questioning everything. I mean, video and AI, you wouldn't know what's real anymore. Same for images, still images, and voice and audio. We have to question everything as real or not now. And if you don't have that filter on, it's very easy to be sucked in. So that's very sophisticated. Fear generation at military grade level is something we've seen. That's part of sophisticated deception, you know, scaring people with endless pandemics and endless this, endless that. How sophisticated is the deception? 4, mass persuasion. Well, I think the mainstream media can explain that. You might call it propaganda, actually. Just look at some of the issues. COVID, Ukraine, Trump, Gaza. It goes on. and look at the pushback to any entity trying to go against the mass persuasion narrative. It's clearly there. Five, ignoring empirical truth, not accepting accurate data if it contradicts programming, having a struggle with what is a man, what is a woman, ignoring empirical truth. Do we see that? We do, I think. Number seven, substituting, white-anting, taking over, whatever you want to call it, spiritual-based concepts and historic organizations, then promoting your concepts, in many cases, as 180 degrees to the legacy. I think we've seen a bit of that. So-called experts become the new high priests and priestesses of the scientism religion, a secular kind of religious concept, replacing, well, some would say true spiritualism. It's follow the science. It's a get out of jail card, isn't it? Burning churches. Oh, we've seen a bit of that as well. Projection. They're telling you that you're doing what they're actually doing. Projection. Self-absorption. Kind of like this.
They are using targeted homophobic and transphobic violence to make gay people scared to exist in public life. Now, this only works if we let it. This Sunday at 2 p.m. in Albert Park, People Against Prisons Aotearoa are hosting Defying Destiny, a day of queer power. We are coming together to show that the threat of violence will not drive us back into the closet. We have trained uniformed marshals there to keep our people as safe as possible. But if we fold, if we run, if we hide, Destiny Church get the Aotearoa they want. And that's not the Aotearoa we want.
Number eight, do they want to destroy you? Maybe I'll tell this story one day, but in my experience, personal experience, yes, they do. They do want to destroy you. Number nine, sacrificial tendencies, body mutilation, body hate, abortion, assisted dying. We are doing it all, aren't we? Division. Yes, the division industry has been working overtime right now between, well, even families have division now that wasn't quite there 4 years ago. There's racial division. There's gender division. Division everywhere. Religious division as well. So division is there. Point number 10. Number 11, fair application of justice. What do you think? Has there been, probably on the whole, there's been a fair application of justice across, you know, the traditional set of cases, but when it came to COVID and Liz Gunn laying her fingers on the arm of a security guard, where was justice there? The fair application of justice. 12, do they want to kill you? Well, it's a heavy one. COVID experience, big food, big pharma, assisted dying. 13, the children. Are we protecting them? Are we doing everything to protect children? There are many examples that say we're not. Just look at the violence towards children in our society. But that's been around for quite some time. RSE in schools. Are we protecting the children from that? Drag story time. Should we be protecting the children from that? Gender ideology. Should we be protecting children from that? The children. And let's finish up with point number 14. I think this is one of the most important ones. Exercising free will in choosing a side. Free will. Being coerced is one thing. Agreeing freely is another. And I think we're seeing a free will slide to the dark side, a free will slide to the dark side. And that to me is very significant spiritually. So those are my 14 points. Are we in an intensifying phase of a spiritual war? Looks like it.